Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
106.5 The End. She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
The daily five-question trivia game, you versus Katie in a battle of the brains. To find out the answer to the question,
Are You Smarter Than Katie?
And Vicky from Roseville, good morning.
Good morning.
You're a medical assistant. Can you say where?
Spine and Nerve Diagnostic Center.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, I could use your help.
Oh, yeah, he could.
I don't know why that's funny.
All right, Vicky, will you kick Katie out of the studio for us, please?
Bye, Katie.
Bye.
Now, while she leaves, Vicky, we have a problem here at Are You Smarter Than Katie where... Our contestants seem to be getting dumber, and Katie is getting smarter. So we've had a string of like 1-4, 2-4,
yeah,
1-5. So I don't know. You good luck here.
Thank you.
Yeah, Vicky, you just have to get more questions right than Katie, and you'll win. The jackpot is $200. But if you tie, Katie gets the win. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Question one. Congrats to former Baywatch star and playmate Pamela Anderson. She secretly married a Hollywood producer, John Peters, on Monday night. This is her fifth marriage. Name one of her ex-husbands.
Oh, my gosh. He was in a rock band.
3 seconds.
I'm going to get it wrong, but I'm going to say Mick Jagger.
Question two, TV host Kelly Ripa doesn't drink anymore, and apparently co-host Ryan Seacrest had something to do with it. Ryan said, quote, I started the show, and she quit drinking. What does that tell you? Who was Kelly Ripa's last co-host before Ryan Seacrest?
Pass. Sorry.
Oh, boy.
Question three. Happy birthday to bleached blonde celebrity chef Guy Fieri. He's 52 today. Yes, that deserves a round of applause.
Sacktown's own.
What is the name of the catchphrase in the fictitious market where the game show Guy's Grocery Games take place?
Three seconds.
I am drawing a blank.
Three, two.
Okay.
What? All right.
Question four. On this day in 1997, the Senate confirmed Madeleine Albright as the first female secretary of what? The Interior, Defense, or State?
Defense.
And question five. Tickets for Super Bowl 54 in Miami featuring the 49ers and the Chiefs are averaging about $6,000 per ticket. And could go higher as we get closer to the game. This could be the most expensive ticket for a Super Bowl yet. If you buy two tickets at $6,000 each, and you have to pay 10% fees on the total, how much in fees are you paying?
10%,
$1,200. Katie! There she is.
There she is. You made
it
back.
Are you looking for me?
Congratulations.
It's Flannel Wednesday here in the studio,
oh,
everybody.
Oh, it is.
Yep.
Buffalo flannel. Is that what it's called?
I don't know.
Why is it called that?
I think that's this
made from buffalo.
Pattern.
Oh okay. All right, Katie, you are going for your 353rd win today.
Wow.
Listen, intern Kevin, even though he's manning the camera for our Instagram Live today, he desperately needs more followers on our Instagram Live at End1065.
Wow. Otherwise, he can't eat.
He's very sad that you didn't plug his Instagram.
Oh. That's the direction he thought it was going.
Right, right. Yeah. Kevin, would you like me to promote your Instagram?
Yes.
Okay. Here we go. Question one. Congrats to former Baywatch star and playmate Pamela Anderson. She secretly married Hollywood producer John Peters on Monday night.
Okay.
This is her fifth marriage.
Fifth time's a charm.
Name one of her ex-husbands.
Tommy Lee.
Correct.
Wasn't she also married to Kid Rock?
Yes. Sure was.
Good job.
You want to go for the last one?
I do not.
Rick Solomon, twice.
I don't know who that is. Okay.
Question two. TV host Kelly Ripa doesn't drink anymore, and apparently co-host Ryan Seacrest has something to do with it. Ryan said, quote, "I started the show and she quit drinking." What does that tell you?
I don't know.
Who was Kelly Ripa's last co-host before Ryan Seacrest?
Michael Strahan.
Correct.
What? I don't understand what he's saying. What does that tell you?
I think that's Ryan Seacrest humor.
Right.
Which isn't funny or makes sense.
Okay.
Question three. Happy birthday to bleached blonde celebrity chef Guy Fieri. He's 52 today. Yes.
I forget he exists.
How could you?
What is the name of the catchphrase and fictitious market where the game show Guy's Grocery Games take place? What is the name of the catchphrase and the fictitious market where the game show Guy's Grocery Games take place?
3 seconds.
I have absolutely no... Drivers, drive-ins, and drives.
That's a different show.
Then I don't know. I didn't even know this existed.
We're going... Okay.
Say it on three.
One, two, three.
Flavortown!
Are you being serious?
We're going to Flavortown. Wow,
that's
that is a one-way
says?
Ticket
yeah.
to Flavortown.
Mm-hmm.
I left my heart in Flavortown.
I had...
Pardon me, boy. Is that the Chattanooga Flavortown? He's got a million of them.
Yeah.
And they're all Flavortown related.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Question four.
He's a waste of space.
On this day,
happy birthday, Guy. Hope you're listening.
On this day in 1997, the Senate confirmed Madeleine Albright as the first female secretary of what? Is it the Interior, Flavortown, or the state?
The Secretary of the Interior, Secretary of Flavortown, or Secretary of Secretary of State?
Correct.
She got beat out for right. Secretary of Flavortown.
Question five. Tickets for Super Bowl 54 in Flavortown.
Oh, my God. All right.
49ers and the Chiefs are averaging about $6,000 per ticket and can go higher as we get closer to the game. This could be the most expensive ticket for a Super Bowl yet. If you buy two tickets at $6,000 each and you have to pay 10% fees on the total, how much in fees are you paying?
This is a two-part math question, mm-hmm. ladies and gentlemen. She is pounding it.
Could you shut up?
I'm trying. I'm giving play-by-play
and
color.
It's 10%?
Yes, on the total.
10%. Buying two tickets.
$200?
That's incorrect. It's $1,200.
That's a lot.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're buying two tickets.
Right.
No, I get it.
How much are two tickets?
Don't.
I'm trying to help you.
I don't want...
You are talking like someone from Flavortown.
All right, today's final score. Vicky 1, Katie 3, Katie with the win.
Man. Do you need a passport to go to Flavortown?
No, it's in the United States.
Oh, thank God.
Flavortown, USA.
Stupid me.
Yeah, right. Flavortown, USA.
All right, we'll add $20 to the jackpot, $220 the jackpot for tomorrow. Her record, 353 wins and 62 losses. Vicky, I am sorry. Go ahead and tell everybody what we already know.
I am not smarter than Katie.
In Flavortown.
No. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.